Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soulmates Podcast. This is Emily.
And this is Rachel.
Today is another edition of our K-pop legend series. We are talking about the man, the myth, the legend, the face, JY Park, also known as JYP or JY Poppy, depending on what section of the internet you are on.
Excuse me, JY Poppy, like P-A-P-I?
Yes.
I hate that.
It's a joke.
Y'all need Jesus.
So you guys are going to go on a journey with us and learn about JY Park and listen to some of his music. And by the end of it, you will have the knowledge in your brains. This is an educational episode and not at all a laughing matter.
We are only serious on this podcast. No jokes.
Only serious and critical.
Yeah.
So, Park Jin-young, he has a lot of stage names. You may know him as JY Park, the Asian Soul, or just simply JYP. He is a South Korean singer-songwriter, record producer, record executive, and reality television judge. He's done a lot. This is our first, like, true producer in the series, and he is still making music. So, I'm going to be calling him just JYP for short for the rest of the episode, okay?
That's
so JYP. So JYP rose to stardom as a singer following the release of his 1994 debut album, Blue City. And in 1997, he founded JYP Entertainment. JYP Entertainment is one of what's known as the Big Three, along with YG Entertainment and SM Entertainment. They are the biggest names out there in terms of K-pop. He is the former head of JYP now. He gave it up in 2011, but he has developed and managed K-pop artists including Rain, Wonder Girls, 2PM, Miss A, GOT7, Day 6, Twice, Stray Kids, ITZY, Extraordinary Heroes, and NMIX, just to name a few. Like, he definitely has his fingers in all the pies.
So, let's take it way back.
way back.
JYP was actually born in Seoul, so he's lived in the city for a long time. His father was a news correspondent that was actually based in the U.S. And at age 9, Park moved with his mother to New York following his father's reassignment.
That's why JYP's English is impeccable.
Yes. I mean, there's several K-pop artists that have just, like, they speak English extremely well. Like I'm thinking of CL. I don't think she spent any great length of time in the United States, but...
No, she's just a genius.
Yeah.
She's just way smarter than us.
Some people are just really intelligent. So JYP and his family, they lived in New York for about 3 years before Park returned to Seoul for high school. He later attended Yonsei University, which I believe is one of the bigger universities in Seoul, during which time he released his first two albums. I cannot even imagine doing college and, like, that big of a job and time commitment.
I know. You will never guess what he got his degree in, Rachel. Geology.
Wait. Oh, sorry. I was going to guess. Okay. It's okay. Ruined it. Whoops. He said, I love rocks. Rock and roll.
It's just so weird to me, but it also makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has that I love rocks face a little bit.
So JYP originally debuted as a trio in a boy group called Park Jin-young and the NG, NG standing for New Generation. Their first album, Floating Time, was not successful at all. And then he's like, okay, now I'm going to be a solo artist. His notability within the K-pop industry began in 1994 with his solo debut song, Don't Leave Me, from his debut album, Blue City. During this period, he met composer and longtime collaborator, Bang Si-hyuk. So let's go back in time and listen to Don't Leave Me. You can really tell that that was recorded in the 90s.
Yeah, we were two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
In 1997, JYP founded his label and agency, JYP Entertainment, and that same year, he was tasked with preparing a group for debut, a group that is now known as G.O.D. And if you know anything about early 2000s K-pop and 90s K-pop, these boys were everywhere. They were really, really successful. Mm-hmm. Also had a front man with a very distinctive face. Yeah. So he trained them and then they debuted 2 years later. The success of G.O.D. as one of South Korea's most popular and best-selling groups of the early 2000s really established him and his collaborator as hit makers. That's what they were known for in the industry. In 2004, JYP even ventured into the American music industry, becoming the first Asian producer to cross over to the U.S. He produced music for Will Smith, Maze, and Cassie, which I think is extremely interesting. That is the most 2004 list of artists.
Yes. Oh my god. What a throwback.
Yeah.
In May 2008, Park actually collaborated with Jackie Chan. Again, another like early aughts, like, wow, Jackie Chan.
Mm-hmm.
To form the I Love Asia project, which was prompted by the earthquake tragedy in China that happened before that. And then Park produced the song Smile Again with Chan and Korean director Kang Jae-gyu to raise funds for relief efforts in Sichuan.
In October 2009, JYP became the first Korean songwriter with Rainstone to reach the Billboard Hot 100 chart because he wrote the hit song Nobody as performed by the Wonder Girls. Oh my God. Everyone knows that.
Ugh.
Yeah. That debuted at number 76 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Wonder Girls truly were the blueprint for K-pop in America.
Yes.
Like, they were in so early. I feel like people don't give them their dues for that.
They really don't. And I know we've talked about this like many times, but like quite a while ago now on the podcast, but the Wonder Girls were on which late night show, Emily? I don't remember.
It was on, they were doing late night stuff. They had their own like English movie. They went on tour with the Jonas Brothers. Like,
yeah. So like they were before Girls Generation really
before
came over
Gangnam
to
Style.
Yeah. Way before Gangnam Style. Like, it's been a slow trickle for a long time and it really didn't blow up until I would say Psy was like the first, like, honestly, small wave, because that was just one song. Mm-hmm. And then BTS, like, took it into the stratosphere. And now K-pop is kind of, like, universally known about in America as a concept. Not necessarily particular groups, but...
Yeah. I live in an 8,000-person town in the middle of nowhere. And at the Walmart here, you can buy K-pop records.
Yeah.
That is how ubiquitous K-pop has become in the U.S.
Yeah, and 10 years ago, that was not the case at all.
No.
There was nothing. So, it's pretty crazy.
On December 3rd, 2009, Park released his single, No Love, No More.
Also, on a more sad note, in 2009, JYP actually divorced from his first wife, and he became a born-again Christian, and leads weekly Bible practices.
You may have seen, like, memes and stuff about JYP not liking Stray Kids swearing and other stuff like that. It's because he's a born-again Christian. So let's listen to No Love, No More. No love, no more. 사랑은 이제 그만 그냥 즐기며 살아. No love, no more. 지키지도 못할 약속.
He said, no love, no more, except for Jesus. Okay, so on April 22nd, 2011, Park collaborated with the Brown Eyed Girls. Remember that group?
Uh-huh.
The Brown Eyed Girls is Got In, who was hot as fuck, probably still is hot as fuck, just haven't seen them in a while, releasing the duet track Someone Else. This song charted at number 2 on the Gaon digital chart and sold over 1 million copies. And then Park followed up his success with You're the One on April 28th, 2012. That song rose to number 3 and sold over 1.5 million copies. So let's take a listen to both those songs.
Wow. The JYP-ness of it all.
Not ew.
Not like that. Not like that.
He's a born again Christian, Emily.
Oh my God.
You can't just talk about his JYP-ness. I apologize.
We're so mature on this podcast. We're so
the most mature.
Okay. In 2015, JYP released the song Who's Your Mama, featuring Lucky J's Jesse. The song became a hit, and later that year, he participated in the Infinite Challenge Yeongdong Expressway Music Festival. Ooh. My God, that is a mouthful.
Yeah.
He actually formed a duo specifically for this festival with a comedian, and their group was called Dancing Genome. And they released a song called I'm So Sexy. And it's very much in the vein of, I'm too sexy for my shirt, like that. It's very, like, tongue-in-cheek. In 2016, he appeared on the Conan O'Brien special, Conan in Korea. He actually recorded a song with Conan O'Brien, Steven Yeun, known for being Glenn on The Walking Dead.
Like, what?
Yeah.
This is random.
It is random. I guess in 2016, Steven was the most well-known Korean-American person.
All right. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Steven, Conan, and Park Ji-min plus JYP released a song called Fire. And the Wonder Girls and Twice were both in this music video. You have got to watch it. It is so 2016, and it's pretty funny.
That is insane.
So let's listen to... I'm So Sexy and Fire. I'm so sexy. 이제 더 이상 감추기 싫어. 나는 원래 I'm so sexy. 감추려 해도 할 수 없어. 나는 원래 I'm so sexy.
So JYP continued to produce hit songs for groups in JYP and those not a part of it from 2016 onward. And then on August 11, 2020, Park released his autobiography, Live for What? And we know it's for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
One day later, Park released a new single, When We Disco, which was a duet with Soonmi, who, as we know, is a goddess. She's perfect. She releases no flops.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his first collaboration with Soonmi since her departure from The Wonder Girls. If you didn't know, Soonmi is from The Wonder Girls. And that single peaked at number 3 in the Gaon digital chart, becoming his 6th top 10 song in the chart. And then 2 years went by, and in November 2022, Park released the single Groove Back, and he is touring, actually, this year.
Yeah, let's listen to Groove Back. This is definitely my favorite JYP song. It has that fun retro vibe, and it is just cheesy enough so that, like, you know that JYP wrote and produced this.
Yeah.
Like, it has the good time cheese, which really matches the, like, 70s vibe of it. I just remember JYP having to record a bunch of TikToks with like the young K-pop stars. He is an older man and he's like doing these dances with like
he's still shaking
15-year-old girls.
Yeah, he's still moving and grooving it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And like there was a bunch of TikToks that came out because usually they'll record them at like music shows. Like they'll do TikToks in the hallway of doing the chorus dance and they'll get people from different groups and then they'll record everyone's dance from each of their songs that they're promoting. So like JYP is like doing girl group choreography and it just tickled me. Just really.
Like a stage mom. Just like backstage. Like, come on, girls.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Imagine Amy Poehler from Mean Girls holding the video camera.
Yes.
I need to Photoshop that with his face on top of her.
That's amazing.
So JYP, he's still out there. He's no longer the head of JYP Entertainment, but he's obviously still very much a hydra in that organization. He's still releasing music under JYP Entertainment. He's still producing hit songs. I have a feeling, I just know that he's not going away anytime soon. And that odds are one of your favorite K-pop songs was written or produced by him.
Yeah, I think it's important to highlight him in particular just because, yes, he has not released as many songs as other K-pop legends that we have covered, but he did serve as the foundation for the K-pop industry, I would like to say, and also helped catapult it into the public eye, especially in America. So he is an important person to highlight.
Yeah. Okay, let's wrap up this episode with our weekly K-pop recommendations.
My weekly K-pop recommendation is Icky by Card.
My weekly K-pop recommendation is Eve, Psyche, and the Bluebeard Wife by Le Sserafim. I cannot stop listening to this song. It is literally on repeat in my lizard brain.
Their album is so good.
It is. Check out their album, Unforgiven. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of K-pop Legend JYP Edition. You can find Soulmates Podcast on Facebook, facebook.com/soulmatespodcast.
You can find us on Instagram at Soulmates Podcast. We have our link tree there, which links to all of our relevant social media accounts.
Send us an email at soulmatespodcast@gmail.com.
Check out some of our videos on YouTube under our channel name, Soulmates Podcast.
This program is available pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found. iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and Spotify, wherever you're listening right now. Make sure you like, you subscribe, you follow, because we're here most of the time, every other Friday for you. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.